Հանուր եւ որդվո եւ հոգուին սրբո ամեն.
The question arises today as we celebrate Christmas. What does that mean? All Armenians, except for those in Jerusalem, all Armenians celebrate Christmas today. The ones in Jerusalem and Bethlehem celebrate on January 19th. And we'll explain that another day if you want. But they're 13 days behind us. But today is Christmas. And the question becomes then, what do we celebrate? In society today, what we end up limiting Christmas to is just Jesus' birthday. And we end up thinking that that's it and we're done. And if we think of Christmas as being his birthday, and only that, then we put him on the same level as George Washington's birthday, Abraham Lincoln's birthday, Martin Luther King's birthday. It's just another day we have off. It's another day that stores have sales. It's just another birthday. Similar to our friends. But we all know that Christ is so much more than that. And we know that his birth is so much more than their births. In fact, what we celebrate today is how all of history has been changed. Time itself has been transformed through Christ's birth. And it's something we often forget. In the West, unfortunately, in the Western world, we have this understanding, this belief, because we are taught it from a very young age, that the world or the universe is two stories. God is up above in the second story, and we are here on the first story. If you think of a house or a home, God, all the saints, all the angels, and even our loved ones who have passed away are up on the second floor. And we are here on the first floor. And sometimes, if we're lucky, God will come down those stairs, perform a miracle, and then run back upstairs. And sometimes we'll go to the stairs, the bottom of the stairs, and we'll yell up to God for help. And sometimes we'll hear his voice coming down the stairs. This is the mentality we have in the Western world, that God is upstairs and we are down here. There is a divide between heaven and earth. But the Eastern churches have never taught this. The Eastern churches do not believe in a two-story universe. We believe in something very, very different from that. I want you to erase and remove from your minds this concept that heaven is up above and earth is down below. Erase it from you. If I had one of those men in black lights that I could just flash and you would forget, I would do that now. But this understanding is wrong because it ends up producing very wrong theologies, thinking that God is up there and we are down here, and there's a divide between us. The Eastern churches have never believed this, have never taught it. What we believe in, instead of a two-story universe, we believe in a one-story universe. That means heaven is no longer up above, but is here amongst us now. This is what we believe in. This means then, the angels are not up there, but they are next to us. The saints are not far away, but they are with us. God is not in some distant universe, but he is among us. This also means that our loved ones who have passed away are not up in heaven looking down upon us, but are standing next to us, praying with us, guiding us, helping us, part of the universal church. They are here with us now. This is the essence of today's feast. Not that Jesus was born, but that God has destroyed the boundary between heaven and earth. And has now made earth into heaven. We pray this during every divine liturgy. On page 29 in the Bhagavatams, in the divine liturgy books, we pray. And it says, having taken the church to be a people to himself, made his own those who believe in him, in you, and was pleased to dwell among us in a ponderable nature, according to the dispensation through the Virgin, and as a divine master builder, building a new work, he thereby made this earth into heaven. This is what we believe. We believe in the incarnation. Saint Athanasius says, God became man so that man might become God. That is to say, God became man that we may become immortal like him, inherit eternal life, and live in heaven with him now. If we understand this and we truly believe that heaven is not far away, but it is right here with us, that means our entire understanding, concept, and view of religion, of faith, and this world must change. Because this means then that the saints are not far away, the angels don't have to come down from heaven to help us, and God is not in some distant universe, but they are here next to us now. It does not matter where you are. It does not matter if you are at home or at work. It does not matter if you are by yourself or in a group of friends. It does not matter if you are lonely and in trouble or happy and rejoicing. God, heaven, is next to you at that moment. This also means that our loved ones are not dead and buried somewhere else, but they are with us. They are praying with us. They are worshiping with us. They are faithful ones with us, especially during the Divine Liturgy and during the sacraments. This is when the Church Triumphant and the Church Militant, the two churches, combine to form the Universal Church, the church that transcends time and space. So today, as you leave, and we celebrate not just the birth, but the incarnation of Christ, and also God destroying that boundary between heaven and earth, I ask and I pray that when you leave here, view the world differently. It's not just things around us. God has sanctified the world through his incarnation. He has made heaven here now. And we pray this every time we pray the Lord's Prayer, that we pray that his will that is in heaven also be done here on earth. And the only way to have that be achieved is if we do it. We must go out. We must make his will be done on this earth, and in turn, truly make earth into heaven, not just in name, but in reality as well. Amen.